Welcome, everybody. SEN Summer Breakfast, Thursday, the second day of summer of December, and it's great to have your company this morning. From a cafe, our official coffee partner today. I feel like I say the same thing every day. I just love the menu we've got laid out in front of us. I'm looking forward to a chat, an early one at 6.50 today, with the Veterans Cricket Victoria President Greg Johnson to talk us through the attempt to enter the Guinness World Record book for the oldest cricket match that was played at Elsternwick a couple of days ago. We'll touch base with Greg to see how that went down. Southside Flyers guard Beck Cole, the defending WNBL champs, opened their season against Bendigo on Saturday night. It'll be great. Not many tame the mountain. This man definitely did. His name's Jim Richards. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's a seven-time Bathurst 1000 winner. Jim's going to jump on the line at 8 o'clock as we count down towards Bathurst on Sunday. Rising Aussie golf star Grace Kim as well. The name that's on a lot of Aussie golf fans' lips at the moment. She's got a huge future in the sport. In fact, if she was a stock, you'd be buying now. So we'll have a chat to Grace Kim. All of your calls on the ENS open line, 1-300-736-736. Text on the Temper text machine, 0433 98 11 16. There's a stack of Premier League action on this morning as well, but they will come with the required spoiler alerts. As I welcome this man, David King, for the last time, or for a little while anyway. Kingy, welcome.
Sammy, what a 24 hours. What a day yesterday.
Did your house survive the storm?
Yeah, but it was awesome, wasn't it?
How big was the hail at your joint?
Yeah, well, at Essendon now, it was coming down pretty hard.
You ever play marbles at school?
Big. It was just.
You ever play marbles? You know, everyone has the cat eye marbles.
Yeah.
Rubbish. I reckon they were that size at
marble
our
marble size?
Yeah.
You're Yarraville, you know.
Yeah, Seddon. Yarraville.
Seddon, sorry.
Yep. At their biggest, I reckon they were a marble.
A marble?
They were huge.
Did they do any damage?
No. Well, I haven't had a good thorough look around the joint, but I don't think so.
Ever had a car written off with car damage? I had a
Ute.
Yeah. Remember the race meeting? I'd have to check up what year it was, but I actually went with Ross Stevenson, who's on another network at the moment, and he gave it to the guys that come down from New South Wales to go to. It was a meeting in March, so it was like the Super Saturday at Flemington.
He's unlucky.
And it was 30 degrees in the morning, and these guys from Sydney walked in with umbrellas. Well, you've never seen someone just can people for an hour and a half. It hasn't rained in Melbourne for 20 years. Why are you bringing an umbrella? As they crossed the line in the main race 3 hours later, they called the meeting off because of that storm that hit. Do you remember seeing people run from the fence?
Yeah.
And they couldn't even make it back to the
vaguely
undercover? My car got written off in the car park.
No umbrella would have saved it anyway.
They actually put a sign up in the middle of the course strongly advising we stay where we are. We were in the corporate facility. We were happy to stay. But the meeting was called off. Flemington race, I think the main race that day.
Trento is telling me. Newmarket Handicap Day 2010.
We're
going back 11 years.
Yeah, I think Warning won the main race. As they crossed the line, the hail was hitting the jockeys and they had to turn and get back. You've never seen jockeys pull up quicker.
Speaking of races, the storm was big yesterday. I need to thank you. You gave me a tip yesterday. You found me a winner. Belmont Race 3, West River Miracle. No miracle because you called it.
My man, the concreter. I'm not sure why he's concreting. He sends him on.
What's his streak at the moment?
Oh, he's going well. He's on fire. You shouldn't declare that because now he won't give me the tips because he'll think I'm giving it to too many people.
Well, I'm only small fry.
We should have talked about that before.
I'm only small fry. I do nothing.
If you've cost me, if you've cost me this income stream, there will be problems.
I tell you what, speaking of income stream, I think we need a Feltgate update. Now, for those who are unfamiliar with this, from going back to last week, both of us convened in this slot after big golfing weekends, which is bizarre for me. For you, it's a normal event. But you and your crew rented out a magnificent place down there on the Mornington Peninsula.
Yep.
But then you got the call from the landlord to say that the pool table felt had been damaged by a spilt drink and they were looking to be compensated. And the person whose credit card was on the table was?
A very uncomfortable, let's just call him John.
Yes. So John, though, you'd think he was troubled by it, but he's showing absolutely no signs of remorse. In fact, he's running around telling people he shot a 2-under off the black tees at Hotterberg Golf Club yesterday. So there's no remorse.
2-under. Off 7. That's unbelievable darts. But he's really moved on. He's not a negotiator, I know that. We're going to have to cough up the whole lot.
Have you coughed it up yet?
Nah, but we will. We will. If there's any dramas, get it sorted
no
out.
No remorse at all. I think we need a psychological assessment.
Oh, it's just very selfish is what I've noticed. But A lot of fun. But he's clearly playing golf much, much better than you are. He scored 45 stale for points off 7.
Mm.
You would still be able to shoot 110 and beat him.
You say that like it would somehow bother me. Honestly,
I know it doesn't bother you.
Water off a duck's back for me. I ain't no golfer. But I would have negotiated the settlement fee on the Feld. I think you could have driven a harder bargain.
We can buy you in.
Yeah, no, I don't want any piece of that.
You can keep the whatever you save, you can keep.
But clearly your man gave you some tips down there as well because you had a pretty reasonable return down there when it came to the horses.
Yeah, we had some expertise.
So anyway, I survived the storm. Hope you did as well. If you got, how big was your hail at your joint, Dan? 1-300-736-736. How was just the volume of rain in a short period of time? How heavy was it?
Is it on the cards again today? Is that what I heard?
I think we've got some storms forecast today as well. I haven't had a close look, but I believe that to be the case, Kingy. Yes.
It's not a good feeling when you have to ring the insurance company. Out of courtesy, I rang them just to say, look, there's a few marks on the car, a bit of hail damage. Oh, no, that you have to either get them fixed or the car's a write-off.
This is going back to 2010.
Yeah, the car was a write-off.
Wow.
It wasn't that bad. Jeez.
Luke Beveridge, did you see him yesterday?
I did see Bevo.
What about the Chopper Reed-style handlebar tash?
Well.
At training. Seriously, he looked like a bikey.
Regularly at Fox, we mic up coaches and have a bit of a listen in. I was heading out there yesterday and I just thought I'll have a word to Hutchie, see if he can open up the purse strings a fraction.
Right, because he does look like Chopper.
And mic him up. I was listening to some of the drills. He was working with Jamar Ugle-Hagan on the sideline, having some set shots at goal.
Don't soar at it. Rip into it.
Rip into it. Have a good go at it. And it looked like Alex Keith might have hurt himself at one stage there.
Oh, Keithy seems to have done himself a mischief. You all right, Keithy? Off you go, mate. Off to the sick bay.
Off to the sick bay.
Poor old Alex
That's
Keith.
That's my favourite.
Did another hammy, did he?
That's my favourite. Well, I don't know. It might have been an ear injury.
I had Sammy Power mic'd up, actually.
Sammy Power?
The list manager down there does a magnificent job, Sammy Power, because Caleb Daniels had a contract. He's negotiating at the moment on a new deal, so they go in there. Bevo had a big day, straight off the track, straight up there. There's Caleb sitting down with his manager, Marty Pask, the hands out for a big deal, as it should be, premiership player, all Australian, best and fairest as well for Caleb Daniel, and this is how Bevo handled that one.
There's no cash here. Here, there's no cash, all right? Cash, no. Robbo?
No cash.
No Robbo, cash. Robbo's the assistant list manager.
No cash.
Unbelievable.
I love that movie.
Any excuse.
As soon as I saw the handlebar mustache, I thought, yep, we're on here.
Is it a crazy tash, though, isn't it? Is that the remnants of Movember, I'm assuming? And he's just shaped it up for the end.
It makes him look totally different, doesn't it?
He's looked scary.
Oh, yeah.
He had a baseball cap on, the dark shades and the handlebar.
It's a bit of fun. It's actually a good look for Bevo. I liked it.
How about this? Batten down, looking at the radar. Not a drop in Dandenong, boys. That's from Ian. Not a drop of rain in Berwick.
What, yesterday?
Yeah.
In Dandenong or Berwick?
Storms are like that, though, aren't they? They can be so isolated. I got caught in the hail yesterday, trashed my car.
There you go.
Bred in Ballarat. That cops it, doesn't it, Ballarat?
Oh.
That cops some rough weather, doesn't it? Whether it be hot or cold or stormy.
Has it been hot in Ballarat before? Every time I go to Ballarat, it's minus 5.
Isn't Ballarat in a valley?
That's no good.
Doesn't it get hot?
Feel for Brett. That's a bad day when your car's in a bit of strife.
Speaking of cars, what about old mate at the New Zealand Bunnings with the 4x2? What about
this is hilarious?
When we say videos go viral, this puts the viral in viral. This got uploaded by a guy on TikTok. It had something like 2 million views in no time. So to set the scene, we'll play the audio for you because this guy was compelled.
Is it Bunnings?
At Bunnings in New Zealand to get his phone out. Such was what he saw before him. And this is a guy driving out of the Bunnings car park with, I don't know if it's 4x2 or what it is, but it's probably, what do you reckon? The length of timber would probably be 4 or 5 metre lengths.
So it's hanging out the driver's side of the
passenger
of the back seat.
Yep, and so, when we say hanging out, it's probably hanging out at the width of the car again.
Yeah, it's at least 3 metres.
And so it's 2 metres of timber, 2.5 metres of timber outside his car, hanging there on the right side. So keep in mind, what's going to happen there when he pulls out on the left-hand side of the road in New Zealand into oncoming?
He's going to get decapitated.
So this audio that you're about to hear is coming from the guy with his phone who was just compelled to film it.
Yeah, check this one out, boys. So you can drive around like this. Mate.
Good OG.
What the f***, brother? What are you doing? Nah, mate. Nah, brother. You got to pull over, mate.
What are you doing? Not choice, bro.
Nah, mate. You got to pull over, bro.
And the guy's saying, okay, is it okay? No, mate. Go back. It's not okay.
You need
no,
to see mate. It. If you've got 5 minutes this morning, just get on news.com or TikTok and have a look.
That day in March 2010 that you talked about, Kingy, at the races with the hail was my Bucks day. Walked out of getting drilled by paintballs into the storm, rushing to the cars. Not sure what gave me bigger bruises, that hail or the paintballs.
It was unbelievable. And those that were there will never forget it because you couldn't move.
Yeah.
It hit so hard, you can't remember it at all.
Doesn't ring a bell, no, but I mean, I might have.
Trashed the whole of Melbourne in 12 hours.
Obviously dodged the bullet, though, or as you say, I'd remember it. Hey, speaking of storms and weather, what's going on up in Queensland? We've spoken about it a bit this week and last week. You know, England and Australia just can't get any sort of balls bowled in any sort of serious warm-up sense. They're worried now about the centre wicket area at the Gabba, of course, because I think rain's forecast for 12 of the next 14 days. In fact, long-term, rain's forecast for all 5 days of the test. So spare a thought for the curators up there, and that's Dave Sandersky and his team, who's been throwing a lot of curveballs in his curating career. This is shaping as the most challenging. They're considering... Yeah, did you get married in a marquee at all? Did you get
a marquee?
No. Pakistani marquee?
No.
They might need to have a wedding at the Gabba because they're considering putting up a big tent in the middle of the joint. Do you go camping? Got a big tent? Family tent?
No.
They're putting one up in the centre wicket area. Well, they're thinking about it anyway.
I couldn't think of anything worse than camping. a big marquee.
To allow the grass to, you know, quote unquote, breathe, but also to obviously keep it dry. They've never done it before.
There's no chance of getting a result in this test, is there?
Reading Crash Craddock's story about it then, that they're investigating the possibility of doing it.
If you need to go to those lengths, what's the chances of us finishing this test?
No.
This is the big hope for the Poms, is getting washed out every time.
Slim, I'd say. Well, it was raining golf balls in Sunbury yesterday, boys. That's from Will. Nothing in Mornington yesterday.
I can't believe that.
That is unbelievable. Didn't even have a breeze in Cape Shank from Cam.
What?
You could see it coming a mile away.
The temperature dropped.
We see the forks of lightning coming down.
It's starting to sound like Tony Greig now. You can see the forks.
Forks. Oh, Tony, actually, you know
what? You've been taking him off so much out the back, you're starting to morph into him.
Well, look, one thing I didn't preview on the McCafe menu is Ash's memories we're going to do today as well. As we count down, of course, to December the 8th next week. Great Ash's memories from over the years. I've compiled a bit of a list. Trento has compiled a bit of a list.
Trento.
You've compiled a bit of a list, haven't you, Kingy?
No, I don't really have great moments.
Good work.
Collect.
So we will come back and at 7 o'clock and play some of the classic audio, some of the big moments.
I'll give you one of your. You get on with Warnie's 700th wicket of Ripper.
Oh,
what else have you found?
You're mocking that achievement.
No, I just know what you would have gone.
You're mocking that. How many test wickets did you take?
Oh, it's not about me. It's like your golf. It's not about
me. Oh, you're mocking me for coming up with the idea.
I know what yours would be.
And what would mine be?
The low hangers.
No, I actually thought a bit laterally because I knew Trentos had some audio, the obvious ones. So it was raining bowling balls in Altona yesterday. I reckon the West might have copped it bad. The West might have copped it bad. The marquee was done at the SCG in the 90s and worked.
Was it?
There you go.
Was that when the Super Sopper was in its finest?
It must have been. It must have been at its finest. So,
the Super Sopper.
Yeah. Unbelievable if it gets to that.
Was the Super Sopper actually functional? Did it work? Because it just looked like it was turning over just squeezing a lot of water in and out.
Pushing it into another area. Remember that? It was like that weather station we were talking about the other day that did absolutely nothing that they had in the middle for the pitch report, Tony Greig's pitch report. Hey, we're about to have a few days off because Gary and Tim are back in tomorrow and then we've got the weekend and you're not coming back, but I am. They're giving away a car, which is unbelievable. You don't want to miss that. As well as the ENS $1,000 voucher, of course. I went out to ENS yesterday.
Did you?
Blimey, is that impressive.
Which one did you go
to? I went to the one in Hawthorne because I was just out that way. Overwhelmed by the choice. He showed me a $30,000 fridge.
How many did you buy?
He goes, we've got a fridge here for $30,000. I said, I've just got to see what a $30,000 fridge looks like.
What
Sub-Zero,
was in it?
It's called. What was in it? It doesn't come with anything.
No, but I don't mean what's in the fridge.
No, actually.
What's in the actual $30,000 fridge?
Actually, you know
that
what?
Makes it different.
They had one plumbed in properly. There was some things in it.
That's.
He was showing me food as a demonstration that was like a year old. He goes, feel these tomatoes. They're still fresh.
Feel these tomatoes. You didn't fall for that, did you?
He goes, I said, how is this possible?
You didn't. He goes, he bought them yesterday.
There's a UV light that scans it every couple of... People, if anyone's got a Sub-Zero fridge...
No one would have a $30,000 fridge.
This guy did. He told me he... Anyway,
text us in if you've even remotely heard of a mate who's got a 30,000.
That's amazing. Yeah. Ridiculous. I agree. But so anyway, I just wanted to hear the spiel. Big, but it's not about the size. It's about how it... He goes, you'll never throw food out again. He goes, we've left this food in here. And they had photos of the dates and everything. Anyway, $30,000 it was, Sub-Zero. If anyone's got a Sub-Zero fridge, I'd love to hear from you. Is it worth it?
How's the shopping going with the...
Early days.
Is there any blueing?
No, all calm. Farm.
You haven't written out one check yet, though, have you? You haven't actually made a purchase yet.
No, that's not the case. We haven't done that.
The trouble's still to come.
I think we're alive.
The trouble's still to come.
What I was just quickly going to say was, have you seen 14 Peaks yet on Netflix? Because we've got a few days here. We might be the only two who haven't laid eyes on it yet. They're banging on about it everywhere. Trentos has seen it at the back. It's about a Nepalese mountaineer. I'll murder his name here. Nimsdai Purja. 14 of the world's 8,000 meter peaks in 7 months he does. Never been done before. And he summits them all, or he attempts to, in this documentary. So supposed to be absolutely breathtaking, 14 peaks.
I'll have a look at it tomorrow morning.
1-300-736-736. 0433-98-1116. Stay with us. We're off to, an interesting start here on Summer Breakfast on a Thursday. Sammy Edmund, David King for the final time. Bid him off farewell in style.
Back after, upset your mother.
Back after this, we're here for Coke and credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and garage doors redefined. 4ddoors.com.au.
Kogan, no annual fees, tantalising rewards, just great value. Visit koganmoney.com.au. Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Summer breakfast.
If you watch any darts, you'll know that anthem. That's the iconic anthem, of course. And Fallon Sherrock, Kingy, the first woman to reach the quarterfinals of a major darts tournament. Trentos has lined her up. She's going to join us next week.
Semis or quarters?
Quarters.
Did she make the semis?
I thought
she made the semi, but might be wrong. She's gone deep.
She's going
deep.
Well, anyway.
She's done the best that any female has ever done. It's a huge story overseas. Don't you love your darts?
I don't watch much darts, no.
The actual theme and the environment that they throw darts in, the background's unreal.
Right.
They all dress up. They're at least six schooners deep before they go in.
I've never got into it, but I'm fascinated to have a chat to
Fallon. It's on early. It's on at like 7, 8 in the morning. So when you sort of getting the cocoa pops up and going next week.
Might be scarred as a kid. Primary school age, I was at a mate's house playing darts in the backyard. So you know that you got your childhood memories you never, ever forget. Just in the precise moment that I'm launching the dart, old mate walks across in front and I've stuck him in the arm. It's stuck in there.
Oh, you got him?
I got him.
Well, why are you scarred?
Well, it wasn't a great sight looking at my mate with a dart hanging out of his arm. It was only... Whatever, 11 years old.
Went to school at Assumption College. You didn't have to be anywhere near the dartboard to get a dart in you. Yes. You could have been out in the main oval and worn a dart.
I got an education yesterday at E&S Trading and just overwhelmed by the choice. We got sidetracked, as I said before the break, for a little while looking at $30,000 fridges. And the texts have just come pouring in on Sub-Zero as a brand. They are the real McCoy and they've been around for a little while. But one thing I was just telling you in the ad break, he showed me some ice cream in the freezer that had the lid off. I said, why is the lid off? He goes, that lid's been off for 3 years. And I looked at the use by date. And there are no crystallization, no ice, no nothing, just perfect. And he said that this, no food, you'll never throw food out again, whether you're willing to pay $30,000 for one. But the texts have come in.
How much food do you throw out if you need to spend $30,000 on your fridge?
Just, does it pay for itself over 80 lifetimes? Just installed a $33,000 Sub-Zero. It's very good. Food stays fresh, but it doesn't make ice. I didn't notice that. Doesn't it have those little... Ice maker.
You were too busy with the new handle.
I was too busy looking at the avocado that didn't go off. I was an electrician at a house on the block last year. Installed one of those 30K fridges. I can confirm they are unbelievable. That's Crusoe in Carrum. What about Stony, Fish Creek, Kingy?
That's Crusoe.
We're building a house at the moment and the blokes are putting two Sub-Zero fridges in, $60,000 worth.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, they must sell. I mean, Clearly they must sell. What's the most you'd pay for a fridge?
I don't know.
It's
I just
an
look
awkward
at a
question because I know you're talking to Rob.
No, I don't know.
Well, then... You're trying not to pay at all. I understand.
I have not spoken to Rob. Great man, Rob. No, I just... very good man. Excellent
if you
man.
Spend 30...
He's well-dressed. He smelled good. He was amazing.
If you spend 30 on your fridge, how much do you have to spend on your oven?
Well, exactly. Well, I think is it Wolf Ovens? Again, people, Sparkies and everything will know.
No.
Let's go to Wolf Ovens and see what we can do. I think they're all in the same family. They're top of the tree when it comes to ovens as well. I did a job in London where they installed 3 Sub-Zero fridges in one house, all next to each other.
They must look amazing. But
yeah.
Why do you need 3?
You wouldn't know, though. Fridges. You wouldn't know they were worth $30,000 as opposed to a $3,000 one. No. I'm a cabinet maker by trade, and we have had Sub-Zero appliances in the workshop. One household totaled nearly $100,000. Very scary when you're fitting the doors on the appliances.
Oh, yeah.
It's from Steve from Nyora.
I feel for you, Steve. That would cause some stress.
Oh, imagine, yeah, just getting that one into position.
The apprentice is nowhere near that one.
Mick's text in, Kingy. No spoilers on the Merseyside derby, please, Big Mick. All right, Big Mick, we'll have to give you plenty notice because Everton and Liverpool are in action from 7:15 our time. The other matches today, there's a glut of midweek action in the Premiership today. Southampton, Leicester, all these games kicking off right now. Watford, Chelsea, West Ham, Brighton,
boys.
Wolves, Burnley. Yep, the Hammers are in action, Kingy. Aston Villa and mighty Man City. And then, as I said, Everton, Liverpool from 7:15. So,
see that?
We'll give a warning.
Love my darts and felons. Been amazing for the sport. The next major tournament starts on the 16th of December. Thank you very much for that. I want you to watch that one.
All right. I want you to see. You won't be here, so send through the questions for Fallon. And we'll any creaky floorboards in any of her matches?
Well, the cheating scandal's big. I think we're dusting it off a little bit here. But if you do put your opponent off in any way, shape, or form, it's taboo over there.